The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Whoa, good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire
Radio. Monday.
Or welcome to Free Fire Radio.
Here on Monday morning.
The 30th of December. Right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're celebrating 10 years on the air.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Phone line's here, 605-4567. And the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
And thank you,
Caring,
Ashley.
Compassion and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, and then Ashley's at the helm.
At the helm, yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You got us organized quickly, because, you know, we come in on Monday morning. You guys all
everything
know
everything is kind of like reset.
Yeah, people.
And so, but everything's okay this
like
morning.
People like to move everything
wow.
around.
So. You must have gone back yesterday. I may have to turn myself down a little bit. But
I turned myself up, so
okay.
There we go.
All right.
Hey,
okay.
Good morning, everybody. Let's talk about the weather,
because
Carl we all
and
know.
Linda Bott.
What about us?
Well, I didn't mention who we were.
Oh, okay.
There's probably
bringing
people out
you
there,
this claim
millions all over the world. They're not quite sure
right.
It's us.
And this is the live edition for our, what day is it?
The 30th of December.
It's just so weird.
Monday.
I know.
Monday.
I didn't know. Is it Friday? Is
no.
it Monday?
No.
The way that this holiday has fallen, I know I'm not the only one. I spoke to somebody this morning who was also a business owner that said, gee, you know, New Year's Eve, I mean, I don't want to really go out and party because I, you know, the next day I have to work. And, you know, because it's the middle of the week, it's not like a weekend feeling. So anyway, yeah, it's, but hey, we just wish everybody
tougher.
Well.
It's tougher in the middle of the week because, you know, we, of course, went down to your parents for,
Christmas.
For Christmas. And the, And coming back on a Thursday was really kind of like, and then you go back to work on a Friday, which feels more like a Wednesday.
Yeah.
Oh, it really did. And then now we're back. So one of our bump songs has got to be Party Like.
Oh, yeah.
What's that song?
1999.
Party Like 1999.
Yeah, because everybody.
The Weird Al version?
Yeah.
No,
yeah, absolutely.
No, I don't want the Weird Al version.
I will, yes. You can do that as well, please.
You can
Weird
do
Al on
them.
The way in and then that
yeah,
one on the
absolutely.
Way out.
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely. Now, do you remember? See, I'm trying to
remember. I don't remember what the weather is.
2020. I will go there in a minute.
Okay.
So 2020, I can recall, because I was in Cabo San Lucas and everybody was
2020?
Like,
this is.
No, excuse me, 2000.
Okay.
But 2010, do you remember what we did in 2010?
Yeah, I know exactly what we did. You want to talk about it on the air? The grape jelly?
Stop it. I don't know what you're talking about, but were we up in the mountains in 2010 like we're...
I'm not sure. I don't think we were.
Because yeah. I think we might... we're going to have to look back on that.
I think in 2010, I'll tell you where we were. We were at the Elks Lodge because Lou was playing at the Elks Lodge.
Okay.
Yeah. I
okay.
remember.
All right.
I remember everything.
I thought that
just
was
remember
2009.
That. Remember that when you're...
Oh, yes, I'm sure. Okay, so it's sunny today. That's what it's calling for. Today will be with our highs of 59. Winds are going to be about from 9 to 14 with gusts up to about 18 miles per hour. That's a prediction anyway. Partly cloudy overnight tonight with a low of 43. Tomorrow calls for mostly sunny with a high of 62 and partly mostly cloudy tomorrow night. That means Tuesday night. I'm just so weirded out. I keep saying Friday night. No, Tuesday night with an overnight lows of 43. New Year's Day, slight chance of rain with a high of 57 and overnight lows on New Year's Day, which is Wednesday, the low 42. Thursday, partly sunny with a high of 59, overnight lows of 42. And Friday, slight chance of showers, mainly between 10 and 4, mostly clear with around 42. As we look for the weekend, Saturday will be 56 with some showers, and Sunday with a high of 57. I'm going to have to look, and the weather's brought to you by, let me mention that. Been with us since day one, veteran-owned. They and Anderson located. They do senior and veteran discounts. Go the extra mile. Chuck and Judy Kinney and the family, that Shasta Gas Propane, doing so many things. They're kind of unsung heroes, if you know what I mean. Like when people need things, they're right there, never to be acknowledged, but always there with a vital important part of our community.
It's not important for them to be acknowledged as long as they get it. But the other thing is they're going to be with us this year, too.
And they get it done. They get her done, as they say. And the weather's brought to you again, Chassis Gas Propane. What are you laughing at? Because, like, you know, I have
There's a 14-year-old here in town that wants to emulate you in driving.
I thought she was 18.
No, she was 14, and she took the police on an 18-minute, 110-mile-an-hour run, and she's in a van. So
A van.
What happened was a policeman going through, you know, doing the, you know, they check business and everything. She noticed a van driving through a parking lot where there's businesses with the lights off. Now, that right there is kind of a indicator or something. He tries to pull them over, pew, off they go. They go into Cottonwood, they get on the 5, they go into Cottonwood, come back, get on the 5, and somewhere during the her driving, she damaged the front tire and the wheel fell off. So they caught her. They caught the 14-year-old, an 11-year-old, and I think a 15-year-old. The 11 and 15-year-old were runaways, it looks like, returned to their families, but they got the 14-year-old.
Can you imagine?
She's at juvie.
Well, can you imagine the police saying that
when they pull them over?
No, just
they look in there. They come up with, you know, they're coming up with guns.
Yeah.
And then they're coming up with guns, and they look in there, and there's a 14-year-old looking at them like that, and an 11-year-old in the back seat smoking a cigar. I don't know.
But wow.
That's where we're going, folks.
Okay, you know who had a strong 2019?
I did.
Ashley did.
Good for you.
We did.
I know you were gone a lot. That's all I can get. I know you were gone. You were taking care of your great-grandfather.
Yes. And I'm going back and forth. He will be hitting the century mark in May.
Ooh.
So he's getting up there. And
well, God bless his heart. That's pretty cool.
Can you go down there because he needs to have help every day.
Yes.
And so the family is taking turns on this.
Yes.
And so about every, 2.5 months?
Yeah, about that. I go down for a few weeks. The number of family members who are able to help him has actually gone down a little bit because of the needs that he has.
Yeah.
And so I'm going when I can, and his eldest daughter is my grandmother, and she's doing a great job taking care of him.
Oh, wonderful. Well, so God bless your heart. You know that what was strong in 2019 as well, which is where we started, the U.S. stock market.
Oh my gosh.
All three major indexes climbed more than 20%. Okay, but the increase came with plenty of headaches
and
uncertainty.
You and I increased our stock holdings by almost 200%, bringing us up to $20.
Yes, absolutely.
Bringing us up to $20. We had some real hot penny stocks that were going. But you're right. This has been this economic market. And the Economic Times, only that, it said that the middle class wage earners went up more than billionaires this last year. We have so many jobs, we don't have enough workers. And then people go, well, let them across the border. Well, not exactly. Mm. Why don't we do into something like this is get into a heavy job training, get people trained into so they can do these jobs. Because right now, this in the first time, it's the highest business starts in the black community in history. More blacks are employed, more Hispanics are employed, more women, more minorities are employed than ever before. Yeah, let's just get rid of this guy.
Well, I'm just telling you what it says in the headlines.
And I'm just telling you what it could have been if they could have worked together. Imagine what would have happened if there had been some bipartisanship here, our infrastructure. Imagine how much money and work could have gone in that infrastructure. Pharmaceuticals, maybe we could have addressed that. Maybe we could address something like a real answer to the immigration problem. Maybe all of those things. Anyway, but the stock market's got to be one of the biggest stories of the year.
It is. And, also in the headlines, and we're going to take a break here, Zuckerberg's personal wealth rose by $27 billion just in 1 year. And decades of very poor.
A college dropout.
Yeah. Well, you know what? He created something. He had a niche. And
$27 billion more this year. Now, This is the guy that wants all these radical changes. I think if he took just his profit this year, the $27 billion, imagine what he could do for homelessness in the United States. Do you think he's going to do that?
It's not his responsibility.
Just in quick,
if he's preaching about it, yes, but...
I think he... Well, only thing... Well, you're right. He doesn't preach about homelessness, but he does live... Okay, I take it back. That's Amazon.
Okay, when we come back, I have some great statistics I want to share that come out, you know, with analysis of what's happened as we end this decade.
Yeah, I want to talk, and I'm going to be talking about people we lost in Reading and some important stories that we're looking at for 2020 that's coming up. Plus, we have we need to talk about the continued attacks on Jewish people in New York, how they're rising, and about the an attack by a machete-wielding terrorist, and then the Texas church shooting, all these things. But the biggest thing I want to talk about is roadkill. Not the biggest thing, but also we want to include in this roadkill in the new law. 7:15 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air.
You mean you have 3 days to eat it?
No, there's the new... There's, you know what? There's going to be some. Mike Moffitt is not going to be happy about the things I'm going to tell him. Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 25 years. I mean, with service that is clearly above what you'd expect from any HVAC company. They show up on time. They do the job. Very fair prices. Very professional. You can give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air.
Season's greetings. I'm Celestina Traver, Shasta County Veterans Service Officer and Army Veteran. The Veterans Service Office is grateful for our troops who make a courageous effort year-round. With your help, Americans continue to enjoy the liberties given to them so long ago. We thank you for your sacrifices. My staff and I would like to salute all active duty, their families, and local veterans. We wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 15th, buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $11.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop off your car or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Home of the friendly oil change.
Don't miss the biggest party of the year.
The 2019 Roaring Twenties New Year's Eve Bash at Wind River Resort and Casino. Featuring DJ Chris mixing it up for headlining act Steel Breeze, performing all the top 40 you need to dance the night away. Enjoy a delicious buffet dinner, champagne, desserts, swag, and drink specials. General seating $50 per person. VIP is only $250 per couple. Includes hotel room. Complete details and tickets on sale at windriver.com.
So what's Scorecard Scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What would we be doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribbling's with Brent Weber, Wednesday night from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Merry Christmas from Reading Electric Utility, your community-owned electric utility. On behalf of all RU employees, we are wishing you a safe and happy holiday season. Please remember, holiday safety starts with you. Never overload an extension cord or electrical circuit. Make sure extension cords and lights are rated for outdoor use. And remember, never to expose electrical outlets or connections to rain. Reading Electric Utility has been honored to serve you in 2019 and wishes you and your family a prosperous new year.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Remember this? Oh, yeah. Welcome back to KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. That's us, and this will be our last show in 2019. Tomorrow we'll be
Trish Clark
holding down the fort, and she'll have some really great guests. And, wow, it's been an incredible year to say we celebrated 10 years, went FM, oh, my God, and the world goes round. Cornerstone Community Bank is a community-oriented, dedicated team of professionals committed to providing the highest level of personal service. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. You can also visit them online at bankcornerstone.com. They bring us this portion. Now, before the break, I talked about a few stats. The 2010s may be remembered as the decade when the global 1% accumulated unfathomable wealth, but it was also the best decade ever for the world's poorest people, Axios World editor Dave Lawler reports. The rate of extreme poverty around the world was cut in half over the past decade, 15.7% in 2010 and 7.7% now, all but eradicated in China. A tipping point was reached in 2018, according to Brookings Analysis, with more than half of the world in the middle class or above for the first time in history.
For what?
I'm sorry?
What did you? Okay.
Wealth, according to wealth.
Oh, wealth, yes.
Along with that came massive declines in mortality rates for women and infants, both of which have halved since 1990.
Wow.
And meanwhile, primary education has become near universal in nearly all of the world, including for girls. The global youth literacy rate was up to 91% as of 2016, though sub-Saharan Africa, 75% lags behind. And finally, the average income of the world's bottom 50% of earners nearly doubled between 1980 and 2016, according to, I'm going to try to say this name, Abhibit Benjuri and Esto Duflo, MIT professors and the 2019 Nobel laureates in economics.
Cool. Okay. Let's get into some things like, let's talk about the Hanukkah attack.
Oh, dear.
And this was a guy comes in there with a machete and starts swinging, kills people. They've declared it an act of domestic terrorism. They were celebrating Hanukkah, and the guy came in and just started swinging. And they were fighting him as best they could. They were unarmed. They retreated into the another room there, into the temple, and then finally the police came. They had minutes of horror. Another terrorist attack. I won't call this a terrorist attack. Who knows what this one is? In Texas. In Texas, the church was full. I mean, it was after Christmas and all this, getting ready to serve communion. And this guy sitting in the back, not a member of the congregation, stands up, pulls out a sawed-off shotgun, which is illegal, and kills two people. Shoots two people. From the time he stood up and shot those people, he lived six more seconds. Members of the congregation who were security for the congregation,
okay,
the guy was on the other side of the room, stepped up and shot the bad guy, dropping him right there. And then four or five other members of the congregation, armed, came around to confront him. But he was, at that point, he was dead.
So did they do a headshot?
I'm not sure what they did, but there there was blood on the wall.
Imagine if he was standing up. I mean, there's this.
The guy came up, and he was probably a good 30 feet away from him and fired. And
so he was standing up, which
means, moving toward the front of the congregation, meaning he might have been start shooting again.
Was he moving backwards? I wonder. Is he? I don't know. I'm just kind of curious what happened with the physicality of the event.
He shot the two people in the back of the church. He moved around to the side of the church. He moved around to the front. As he was moving around to the front, the parishioner shot him and killed him.
Oh, man.
Four or five other parishioners were coming up with their guns. These parishioners had been trained and were part of their church security. But you know what? I hate to say this, but compare what happens in the temple. This guy's in there with a machete, hurting people. I think he killed somebody. And if they'd been able to, if they'd had guns, they could have stopped it at the beginning, as they did in his church. And for people to say, "Oh, people armed don't do anything. Oh, guys, they don't know what to do." That's not true. They're trained, and they can stop it. The only thing a bad guy's going to fear, they're not going to fear the police, obviously. They're not going to fear the courts, because they're in the middle of this. The only thing that they're have to learn to fear is their victims. And I'm not the one who said that. It was a guy by the name of Colonel Jeff Cooper, United States Marine Corps, said that years and years ago. So when you talk about carrying guns, good people carrying guns, yes, good things can happen to protect other people. Now, let's move on to some people we lost right here in town. Oh, wait a minute. There's somebody on the phone. Coach Bob, good morning.
Good morning, Coach.
Good morning. Happy New Year and all of that
good stuff.
Happy New Year. I've got a quick rant to close out the decade.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Bring
it
on.
Number on the calendar.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really upset about it. I have personalized plates on my work truck. I got a little over a year ago when I bought the truck. TRMPT. And the number one, trumpet one.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it does. Well, I bought a car here recently and applied for the plates TRMPT space B, B for Bob. And, of course, on that little thing they ask you, well, what exactly does this mean? I said, I'm a trumpet player and my name is Bob. 2 months later, I get a decline letter from DMV. They said that it could be construed to be obscene or a bad word.
What's the word?
TRMPT.
No, trumpet. I know what your word is, but I was wondering what they said it could be construed.
They didn't go into detail.
Oh.
That's just weird.
Now they said they will refund my $53 because it goes back on my credit card. Allow 60 to 90 days. Is that special or what?
No, I just, what kind of demented person? I'll tell you exactly why.
Looks like Trump.
Trump. Yep. That's exactly why. It's Trump.
Yeah.
It's said trumpeter, so you are somebody that's for Trump. That's why.
The same person didn't do the first one because I'm wearing it on my car right now.
Can you appeal that somehow?
I'm sure I probably can, but I've already applied for another one and that has a little bit different, the same exact letters, only a numeral. I wanted trumpet 2, but that wasn't available. So I'm going for trumpet 3. We'll see.
It's trumpet, though, not trumpeter. It's trumpet.
Trumpet. Yeah.
Yeah. You know that's why.
TRMPT.
Yeah.
Trumpet.
Oh, no, it's Trump. No, that's the whole thing. They're crazy. It's California.
I forgot what state I'm in.
Oh, no, I'm in the state of confusion half the time. And the other state, the other half the time, I'm in California, which is just the same. Okay.
Yeah,
hey, thanks a lot, Coach Bob, and happy New Year.
I appreciate it.
Thank you, Bob.
Hey, I want to mention some people we lost here in Reading, some people that we knew and probably many of you know. We'll start off with Richard Maxian, longtime Reading defense attorney. Lost him this year. He was very much an advocate for his clients. The first patrol leader, Mount Shasta Ski Park's first patrol leader, Leif Hansen, died this year in an accident falling from the a cliff that, or yeah, a trail know, that he had worn for many, just, many years.
It was like he was, according to the obit, I didn't know this gentleman, but he was an avid outdoorsman, shocked people who knew him. He stepped aside so somebody could get by him.
And, then he,
and his act of kindness that killed him. That's just something that you never want to hear. But I don't know if he lost his footing, and then it, you know, I don't know exactly what happened, but that was just kind of shocked me too.
Dugan Barr. Dugan Barr, very well known attorney in town. A man of
controversial
strong,
man.
Well, he wasn't.
Yeah, it's very controversial. I moved here in 2005, and he was a very outspoken guy. And later on in life, as you got to know him, he was, what I'm saying, he was controversial in a way that some people, you loved him or you didn't, but you always respected him. Do you know what I'm saying? He was a big voice guy.
He was a fair man.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the things. And yeah, and he was a strong-minded individual. And he also, you know, he was a hardcore Democrat in a place that's not hardcore Democrat around here. And he never backed off. I like that about Dugan Barr. He never backed off. Dennis Bombauer, it was one of the most well-known philanthropists and a key figure in the creation and operation of the Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Also passed away. Doug Bennett. You know, Doug was on our show several times. A civil rights activist, an environmental activist, a veteran. He was the chairman of the Citizens for Responsible Government. And he was, and he's another guy that was a Democrat that pushed his viewpoints and what he thought was fair, but he, you know, but he was a very kind man and a very fair guy. Loved having him on the show. Gary Engel, of course, the guy that owned, the gentleman that owned Crown Camera. 2 months after they closed, he passed away. Diane Girard, community advocate and an educator in Shasta County, who was named in 1994 Reading Citizen of the Year. John Strohmeyer. First, he was a member of the first class to be inducted into the Central Valley High School Hall of Fame. He also became a coach there. And he won, he took the boys to a state title in 1989. The Melvin and Bennett Riffle, may not have known them, but they were a, they were a young couple. Not a couple, but two brothers that were making the last trip because his wife is getting ready to have a baby. And they were in one of those 737s.
With the St. Joseph School. And
yeah.
Wow, that was a huge tragedy.
It was
Killed in an airline crash.
Candy Bauma, Reading Republican Women, Federated Women of the Year in 2011, delegate to the state Republican Party for a number of years. She was, of course, the her father was John Bauma, who was the sheriff from 47 to 82, and the last is John Kleckner. John Kleckner, a voice for the veterans, a retired Army Green Beret. He was such a moving force when it came to veterans. He fought and fought and fought. He was one of the reasons we have the we have IGO, one of the reasons we have the Veterans Home. John Kleckner Sr. Miss him too. All right, 7:32 in the morning. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster. Start off your year with having your windshield, all those little chips in your windshield fixed at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Those cracks can become the chips can become cracks, is what I'm trying to say. He guarantees his work. Get your windshield repaired by a master windshield repair specialist. In a veteran-owned business, Crackmaster Windshield Repair in Jeff Worst. 3208 South Market Street, or give them a call at 241-8373.
Finish all of my chores and you finish dine. Then tonight we're going to party like it's 1699. We've been spending most of our lives living in an Amish paradise.
Armstrong and Getty here. We'll be on right after Carl and Linda's Free Fire Radio Show.
Join us right here from 9 till noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane.
Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Sudhalter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we've really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating 10 years on the air. Phone lines here are 605-4567. Today's the 30th of December. Oh, man.
2019. This is the end of end of the 19s. But I'll tell you what, I think we're happy to get through it. And we're really looking forward to a fabulous new beginning in 2020. What a great way to end the year. And we're going to do a shout out to another one of our sponsors that has been with us since the day we started, which is Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. We like to send a lot of friends and new time customers there. They're very surprised at how wonderful that store is and the kind of customer service they get. Loose, free stones, the only real watch repair person in all of the North State that can take apart something that could possibly be a family heirloom and fix it for you. So, yes, I've been a great recipient from Carl's Generosity and Four Winds Jewelry. So I would really encourage.
And Leonard and Henry, we hit a home run.
All right. And so we have a special guest with us this morning that I just met for the first time.
Dick Thompson.
Dick, good morning. Welcome to the show. Now, I understand you're a toy guy.
I am a toy guy. I'm a car guy.
You know, and this is just, you know, people say, well, how do you find your guest? And it's a variety of ways. A lot of times people will call us and tell us about somebody. In this case, I saw a photo on Facebook, and I just messaged them about it, and it was your wife, and said, it was a 1974-5 Toyota Land Cruiser. And to tell everybody, just to let everybody know, I have this special place in my heart for Toyota Land Cruisers. It was my first car I had. It was used. I bought it from one of my sergeants who was on his way over to Okinawa. And he just, you know, he wanted to sell it, and I bought it from him. And I really liked that car. And the so when I saw it, I just dropped a line. And then Dick and I talked, and I thought, this guy, we got to bring this guy in, because it's really interesting when you start talking about the renewal or the rebuilding or making something 50 years old like new.
Yeah. It's a passion for me. I mean, like a lot of guys, it's just something that I fell into, and I've enjoyed it. I bought my first one in about 1978, I think. I was 22 years old, and I was looking for an off-road vehicle. Was looking for a Jeep originally, and I think I drove every Jeep in Sacramento that summer.
Are you a Sacramento guy?
My family, yeah, we're California natives. Okay. My dad was in the service, so I've been everywhere, but Roseville was home.
Roseville, okay. So, because I grew up in Sacramento, so we probably, so you were, let's talk a little bit about your past, your history of what brought you to Reading and what you do before. And always a car enthusiast, but you've got a history.
Yeah. Like I said, my dad was in the service. When he retired, got to go back to Sacramento. That was
Which
home.
Branch?
Air Force.
Mm-hmm.
Air Force.
Okay. Yeah.
So I followed my dad all over the U.S. and England, and retired. And they moved to Roseville and got into construction. I actually went to college to be a police officer, but somebody said, people shoot at you. So I said, no, I'll pass on that. And,
you kind of remind me of a cop a little bit.
Everybody says that.
Do they?
You do. You look like you could be a retired officer.
Yeah.
Well, my career wasn't too far from it in terms of what I ultimately ended up doing. I ended up in construction, but eventually got into the safety profession, which is a lot of watching people do stuff, accident investigation, and
you're
cleaning up afterwards.
Okay, what exactly was that for the working for the a government, or was that on your own?
No. I actually my construction background got me into insurance loss control through a friend of mine, actually a good friend, a fellow Land Cruiser owner, and that got me back into construction as a safety professional, safety director for a couple of large construction companies up here.
Okay. Wow.
Did you do the construction work in the Sacramento area?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so at the break, we'll talk about names. Roseville. So my parents, you know, I got the, you know, Granite Bay and Carmichael and all over. So, but Roseville, is it your phone?
It might be.
Doesn't matter. It felt good.
I can't even.
I turned the ringer off, so
no,
I don't know.
You know, it sounds like Irish dancing.
It is.
Okay. It's in your coat over there in the corner, but it's okay.
Actually, it's my text. I turned down the volume on the ringer.
That's so cute. So Irish dancing. All right. So anything to do with why?
What's that?
Why?
Why what?
Why is your ringer Irish dancing?
My wife is Irish.
Oh. So. Cute.
Yeah, but that's not her ringtone. Her ringtone's a little different.
All right. We just got off subject.
Totally. I tell you what, let's take an early break, and then we'll come back and say, how'd you get into this?
Okay.
And that how you are transitioning from one life to another here, even though you've been doing this probably for years. Our guest is Dick Thompson.
Who you met on Facebook?
I met his wife on Facebook.
Well, you had to.
Sent a message to her about the, and she had photos. She had a photo of the same Land Cruiser that I had so many years ago, and so then Dick and I talked, and it was like, you know, I got to bring you on here, not because it was a Land Cruiser, but because here's somebody else that's going into a totally different business than he was in the sense of it's not safety anymore, but it is restoring vehicles, which can be a very profitable business, one that's that we know several people that are in, and they just have a great time in it. But yours is the first one I've heard. It's in Land Cruisers. Mostly it's you know, kind of more exotic cars and everything. Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Home Helpers. Sharon Clark and Home Helpers has been voted best in the North State so many times during her 15 years of business here. If you need some help, whether it's 2 hours a day, 24 hours a day, one day a week, 7 days a week, anything in between, give her a call at 226-8350. She'll do a free in-home consultation at your house. She'll find that plan that works for you and for your family. Learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. And just remember, there's no place like home, and we want to wish her a Merry Christmas, well, Merry Christmas, which we did, but also Happy New Year. It's good knowing people like Sharon Clark. We'll be right back after these messages with our guest and how we turn a piece of junk into a
diamond
in the rough.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KTNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years, helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982.
We're all in it together.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Auto Body. It's been a really devastating year for some of us here in the North State. From the fires in 2018 to Snowmageddon in 2019 and the unprecedented hailstorm. Our family and team at Coach Master wish the best for all of you affected by these disasters. We hope that Coach Master was able to ease the stress for our customers that were affected by these events. With the coming of the holiday season, we would like to thank all of our customers, old and new, for trusting Coachmaster to take care of all of your collision repair needs. Our team would like to wish the community Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And Santa, we don't repair sleighs, so be careful. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Linda Bott, Carl Bott here on the, well, our last show of the year. Tomorrow, Trish will be here, and then we'll be back at 2020. And there's something about 2020 that's kind of, I think it, you know, maybe it's because it's 2020, then I think that so many people, I think we're going to have a great year. It's last year, if you were in the stock market or NASDAQ or just, you know, working, was a great year for a lot of people. So let's just hope we can continue this. And one of the people that will continue it was Maxwell Insurance and Financial. You can have all your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy's been doing this since 1993. She's become a veritable wizard when it comes to insurance. And her financial group is just as good. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Give them a call at 221-0441. Maximal Insurance and Financial. Well, we're here with Dick Thompson, and it started, you know, I thought, okay, this is going to be like a 15-minute, you know, segment, but now we're going into our next 15 minutes because Linda and
Too many things to talk about.
Linda and Dick had this love fest going on about where he came from and all this, but the reason I wanted to have him on was you kind of like, since you retired, I'm sure you started before that, but now you've transitioned kind of full-time into restoration of cars.
Yep, that's correct.
And your car, though, that you're restoring, I'm sure there must be many other places, you know, that does this, but you're the only one around here, is Land Cruisers, Toyota Land Cruisers. I tell you what, they're kind of an iconic vehicle when you look at them.
They are. People don't realize they've been in the United States since the early 60s. I think 59 was the first import, and people started buying them in the early 60s and realized they were reliable. Just a point. I'm not quite yet retired yet, but I'm working on it.
Oh, okay. Okay. I mean, okay. No. You're in the transition side. Okay. I'm sorry. As I told everybody, you know, I had one of those when I was a second lieutenant, and the one thing I remember about it is it could go anywhere.
Yep.
But when that gas gauge, when that needle hit the empty, it stopped. It just stopped. It wasn't like, okay, you got like 2 gallons left to make it to the gas station. No, it was like, boom.
Yeah, they have a 13-gallon gas tank, and they are notorious for not getting good gas mileage. That was not one of their better qualities.
Which is the reason I sold it, because you remember back in the early 70s, we had the gas went sky high. So I traded it in for a Toyota pickup truck, one of the little ones that got me like 163 miles to the gallon because I was driving 30 minutes each way.
I took that route somewhere in the 80s. I tried that once, and I just had to get back into a Land Cruiser. I was
I wish I'd kept
enamored. I just loved them, so I had to get back into them. But
my ex-wife insisted on doing things like feeding the child and all this when it came down to gas.
That's interesting because that's how I got into the resto mod end of things, putting small block V8s in them in order to get the gas mileage up. And we talked about that when we were talking on the phone.
Okay, so what you'll do is you'll find one of these, or will somebody bring them in, or both?
Almost all of my business is word of mouth. I've been relying on that for as long as I've been doing it. Mm-hmm. Part of it is there are very few people that do it and know how to do it right. And in the Redding, in this part of Northern California, I'm one of the few that actually deals with the Toyota Land Cruiser, especially the FJ40, almost exclusively.
Okay. So that people usually do just bring them to you?
Yep.
Okay. But are you on the lookout all the time? I mean, because after I talked to you, I got online and started looking for them. Mm-hmm. And there's one back in Minnesota.
Yep.
It's for $4,000, but it's got, you know, rust on it and all that. Are those kind of one of those, if you look and see something like that, well, that might be worth it to have it, you know, shipped out here and then rehab it?
There's a couple sides to what I do. There's the rebuilding, restoration end of it. There's the resto mod, and then there's the I call it the acquisition of parts. You know, you have to have an inventory. They don't make these anymore, obviously. There are very few factory parts. Matter of fact, all the factory parts that are available have been bought up by third parties, mm-hmm. and they hoard them. Of course, they sell them, but if you can get some new old stock, you've hit a home run. And that's what people are looking for. But there's very little new old stock available for most of the major components. So you spend most of your time looking for things to acquire parts from.
Do you have to fabricate your parts a lot of times? For one thing, you said you took out the original engines because they were gas hogs. I mean, real gas hogs. And you put in a small block 8?
Yeah, V8. The standard used to be the old small block 350 or 327. That's given way to the new LS series GM motors. They are great motors. They run smooth. They get great gas mileage. They're terribly reliable. I say that in a good way. They're very reliable. And they actually, with an automatic in there, make it just like driving any other car that you would own now. Other than they ride rough.
Okay, now here's the thing about it. If you look up Toyota Land Cruisers for sale, I see just some astronomical amounts of money. I mean, $100,000. When I see a Land Cruiser, I'm looking at others are going for like, but most of them are going for like 30, 40. But every so often I'll see a 100-something thousand one. What? How can you get a 100-something thousand for a Land Cruiser?
Well, there's two aspects there. People say, hey, that thing's for sale for such and such, and what it's for sale for and what it's sold for are always two different figures.
Right.
Now, true restorations or conquest restorations where it is, you know, everything is just perfect, they'll sell for over $100,000. I mean,
now that means all the Toyota parts, all the original stuff.
Everything. And it can come down to whether or not you have the original window sticker and the original owner's manual in it and all the original documentation. If you have that, yeah, you can push $100,000. Easy.
It's a collectible.
It is.
You know, it's like a Cobra.
If you're car people and you watch Bonhams mm-hmm. or you watch, just do a blank, the other
one. But that's okay. Yeah. Which
Road and Track, Car and Driver. All
yeah,
that.
But you watch the car auctions and you see what they roll across the block for. Good restored Land Cruisers can, at the low end, in the 30s, at the high end, over $100,000.
Well, what are you doing now?
Which cars are you doing now?
Yeah. What's today's passion?
Today is Land Cruisers. I work on everything from the 40 series up to the 80 series. I tend not to go past the 80 series Land Cruisers. It's just a preference, not that I can't. And I'm not a tune-up guy. I'm not an oil change guy. I like doing the mechanical end of things, and I like, most specifically, I like doing what I call the resto mod, which is taking something and making it better using modern equipment.
Okay.
But it still looks like you still got the look.
Yeah. Outwardly, it would look just like an FJ40, just like any other Land Cruiser. But inwardly, it's more comfortable to drive.
Okay. What about the transmission in there? From what I vaguely remember, mine transmission was great, solid. Do you switch out the transmissions and everything else? Everything.
Yeah. I mean, that's a downfall. Excuse me. That's the downfall of the FJ40. Is it had the 3-speed and the 4-speed, and when you're in top gear, you're 1-to-1 ratio out of the transmission. So you're never going to go any faster. The only way to do it is change the gearing, and that's why myself, I like the newer overdrive automatics. My FJ40 with the little LS in it and the 4L60E transmission, I'll shoot down the freeway at faster than the speed limit if I was inclined to, and it drives just like a car. So the object is to get the thing to move faster and more reliably.
Now, are you kept busy with this? I mean, is there constant work? People coming in? Are you backed up right now?
I have a backlog, which is why I take everything. I was telling, but if you want it tomorrow, you can't have it. If you want to wait for it, you're going to get it. But because of the way that doing these things works, it's not always a linear approach, you know. That's why I usually have one or at least one other sitting in the wings so I can work on it while I'm waiting for something else.
Waiting
to happen.
For parts or something. There.
Yep. And
you do all the work yourself.
I do. I sub out some stuff that I can't do. There's some fabrication that I haven't quite acquired the tools for yet. So I sub out to some local small businesses to do some fab for me. And other than that, I do everything else.
Now, you know what? And so one of the reasons I wanted to have Dick on, too, besides he's just an interesting guy, is the fact that another business here in town, is it international yet?
My business?
Yeah.
No.
Just national.
Just U.S. and Canada.
Uh-huh.
Do a lot of parts business in Canada.
But I'm thinking about, you know, other people have these. They love them. Mm-hmm. They're all over the world. They have all these. They have all these Land Cruiser, you know, touring groups.
Well, one of the things that's interesting is a lot of parts get imported from out of the country.
Uh-huh.
And Saudi Arabia, actually, amazingly enough, is one of the suppliers of Toyota parts. They have a huge inventory of them, so a lot of guys will import them from Saudi Arabia, actually at fairly good prices.
Ah, well, hey, we're here with Dick Thompson. What's the name of your company?
Over the Top Cruisers.
Do you get really involved in cool April nights?
For about the last 5 years, I've wanted to put mine in, but my day job, as I say, Cool April Nights conflicts with a couple, okay, with an event that I'm involved in at
I can drive one for you.
You could. And well,
I can drive your wife's car. I can drive your wife's car.
My wife, that's funny, because my wife actually has her own FJ40. I've got, well, it's our trail rig is the one that I'd like to get in, but she wants to put hers in this year. So we're going to do some things with the suspension. And
should I be jealous? I'm not sure here.
Yeah,
I'll be the flag girl.
I've never met your wife, but she is also, everything, I don't think I even talked to her. Everything was on the messenger, and then you called. So, hey, we got to run here, but thank you so much for coming on, and it's called Over the Top
Cruisers.
And how do they get a hold of you? Is it
OTTCruiser@yahoo.com. Phone number is 949-2304.
That's super. Okay, hey, thanks a lot and Happy New Year, buddy.
Thank you.
Patrick Jones, running for the Board of Supervisors, will be joining us in about 5 minutes. We'll be right back.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com, I'm Jeremy House. Texas officials are praising the armed churchgoers who fatally shot a gunman inside a Fort Worth area church. Officials say the gunman opened fire yesterday at the West Freeway Church, killing two people. He was shot within seconds by two congregants who were part of a volunteer security team. J.P. Bevering is White Settlements police chief.
The suspect is deceased. The threat was stopped thanks to the quick and heroic actions of those safety members inside the church.
Bevering's comments were aired on KDFW Fox 4. The National Weather Service has issued a winter storm warning in northeastern Minnesota, northern Wisconsin, and Michigan's Upper Peninsula, where periods of heavy snow and gusty winds were expected to create difficult travel conditions. A new year often brings with it new laws, as correspondent Shelley Adler explains.
21 states will raise their minimum wage, including several to $12 an hour or more. Illinois will become the 11th state to legalize recreational marijuana for adults. And California will join about 10 states that enacted measures this past year relaxing deadlines to sue or prosecute for prior sexual abuse. In Colorado, a red flag law will allow family, household members, or police to petition a court to have guns seized from people deemed to be a threat to themselves or others. And at least 7 states will start mandating electronic prescriptions for controlled substances such as opioids. I'm Shelley Adler.
Americans signed more contracts to purchase homes in November, bouncing back from last month's decline, indicating that the housing market is still strong. The National Association of Realtors says its pending home sales index rose 1.2% last month to 108.5. On Wall Street, the Dow is down nearly 168 points at 28,477. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
Thousands of koalas are feared to have died in a wildfire-ravaged area north of Sydney, further diminishing Australia's iconic marsupial, while the fire danger increased in the country's east as temperatures soared. Blue Mountains Mayor Mark Greenhill says the tourism industry has been negatively impacted by the fires.
There's going to need to be a coordinated recovery for business. You know, the local businesses are the same people up here who've been releasing their employees to go and fight the fire as volunteers. They've been doing their bit, feeding. A lot of businesses have been feeding our volunteers, providing food and support, but they've been hit really hard.
The mid-north coast of New South Wales was home to up to 28,000 koalas. The U.S. ambassador in Warsaw has come to Poland's defense following repeated claims by Russian President Vladimir Putin that Poland bears the blame for the outbreak of World War II. News and analysis at townhall.com. D.C.'s museum closes tomorrow.
After 11 years, Washington's museum will be closing its doors for the last time tomorrow. Opened in 2008, the museum that celebrated our free press was a victim of its paid admissions. The museum staff says that in the end, it couldn't compete for visitors with many other D.C. exhibitions, like the Smithsonian, which offers free admission.
That's correspondent Keith Peters reporting. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has called for his military and diplomats to prepare unspecified offensive measures to protect the country's security and sovereignty as he nears his end-of-the-year deadline for the Trump administration to make major concessions to salvage a fragile nuclear diplomacy. North Korea's state media says Kim, during the ruling Workers' Party meeting, also stressed improvements in national efforts to rebuild the North's moribund economy. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, our last show of the year.
Oh, boy.
Tomorrow, Trish is coming in for us and on New Year's Eve, and we'll be back on on the air on Friday, I think.
Yeah, we just want to thank Trish. She's going to come in. She's got some special guests lined up. But this is our farewell to 2019 here with Carl and Linda Bott. Again, Free Fire Radio, your talk radio. We've got a lot of things coming up in 2020 that we're going to be talking about when we get back. Plans in action for some pretty exciting things that are coming up. But let's go to the weather, because that's a reality of what we're facing today with our high 59. As we look out from the KCNR studios onto Market Street, it's a beautiful day, actually. Partly cloudy tonight with our overnight lows of 43. Tomorrow calls for mostly sunny with our highs of 62. Tuesday night, lows of 43. New Year's Day. Now we are going to be getting some rain with our highs of 57. Overnight lows of 42. Partly sunny on Thursday with our high of 59 and overnight lows of 42. Friday calls for a slight chance of showers, and we have that as well on Saturday. And Sunday comes calls for sunny again with a high near 57. And our weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, where they get senior and veteran discounts. You all do. Shasta Gas Propane, locally. We love them. Talked about them in the first hour. They are great.
8:06 in the morning news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community at Shasta Regional Medical Center. As we kick off the last day for us to be on the year, who shows up but Patrick Johnson? You know, you were one of our first guests, too.
And it's
come
good,
to
bad.
Think of it. You know what? Patrick was one of our first guests.
Yeah. Good, bad, and the ugly. Wait, he walked, he's got it in his little, he should play that. Good, bad, and the ugly. Your poncho.
Because you're near the poncho.
That's it. It's Clint Eastwood's thing.
It says vote Trump.
Before we go into, we've known you since day one. In fact, before Carl started doing his training of concealed carry, I took classes from your dad.
Yep.
I think it was like where you got the 30 states or 20 states or something like that in Utah and whatever, and took that class. So we spent a lot of time at Jones Fort and with you and in your early days campaigning and so on and so forth. And I said, can you believe that Carl and I are celebrating on January 1st 12 years of marriage? Somewhere I feel like we sleepwalked for a couple years because I keep saying 8, 9, 10, but it's 12. And you said
my brother-in-law said 9 years.
Yeah,
10 years.
I don't know. It's just like what happened to two. So you said you remember year two.
I can remember every.
Well,
every
I can.
Day. Every day.
I'm glad you can.
Every
maybe
day's
you can
a
remind
holiday.
Me.
Well, Carl was a newlywed. We went to Wyoming to hunt on my annual antelope trip.
Wow!
And this was the first time Carl had gone. He's gone since then. And so he was a newlywed, and he has his cell phone, of course, and he had to call you, Linda, about every, I don't know, maybe every 30 minutes or so. You know, and we're stuck in this truck for about 12 hours listening to Carl talk to you.
Well,
I don't remember.
For 12 hours in the truck with Patrick Jones
driving
at inordinate amount of speed. It was, and coming, and I thought, okay, we made it, but we hit Shingletown, and I thought, okay, we made it, but then... You really jacked it up then. And it was, I mean, we were going down the hill. And
familiar
going,
territory.
I do not want to get killed between Shingletown and Reading, Patrick. The well, first time I think I'd said anything, but he's, well, too late.
Well, you know, I will say that still after 12 years, we probably talk 4 to 5 times a day on the phone. Just little things like, what do you think about this? Should, you know, collectively we do, you know, we have business together. I mean, it's not, I think about probably we've been married 12 years, but it's more like 20 for most couples because we work together and you've known us for a long time. So anyway, welcome to the show again. It's great
welcome.
To see you.
Thank you very much. You know, and I'm a newlywed, and so I'm on the phone 4 or 5 times.
Yeah, you kind of understand it now, don't
Never
you?
Never stop that, by the way, Patrick.
I know what it's like now.
When she gets you an Apple Watch,
congratulations.
Stand by. Because the Apple Watch means is that if you're anywhere... And you can't, well,
not
I can't listen to my phone, but this thing goes off, little messages, you know. So, anyway, hey, you have been, you've been a member of this community for how long?
Well, I've been here 50 years and
wow.
Worked at the shop most of my life. And so we've had a pretty good run here. And Shasta County's been very good to us. A lot of great people here. And you know, and running for Supervisor District 4, that's what I'm doing right now, and we're having a great time. We're getting a lot of positive feedback, and, you know, and it's just my way of giving back, and, you know, I plan to be in Shasta County the rest of my life, and we know all the issues that we have here in California, and we see stuff happening every year out of Sacramento that's very disappointing, but I'm going to stay for the fight. We have to fight what I consider to be tyranny, and if we don't, it'll just follow you wherever you go. So I'm here for the long haul.
Well, you know, the amount of laws that have come in, I've watched, I see them trying to take away guns. And then all the time, and this, we're not, I'm not a one-trick pony here because there's so many other things that are also taking away from us that I don't even think people realize that, you know, that how taxes and they're letting more people out of jail and we have examples of people walking up and down the street here today that make it tougher out there. Even though the economy is the best it's been in 20, 30 or 30 years at least, and it keeps growing and all this. But the fact is that California is squeezing in and squeezing in and squeezing in more and more and more. You know, the latest with this contractor law, which is going to put companies out of business.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, you know, we've seen in the last 20 years, and you've been here, you know, a good chunk of that, you've seen a deterioration in the quality of life in this county. And, you know, and that's unfortunate, and I'd like to be a part of fixing that. And that's a complicated, deep problem, but it's been brewing. And, you know, when we grew up here as kids, you know, we walked to school. We did all that. No one ever thought about that.
Yeah.
And, you know, we always told our friends, you know, around the country, hey, this is a great place to be, and come here. And we're not saying that anymore. And we need to find some solutions so we can tell people this is a great place to come and to live.
Well, you know, I'm going to take an early break here because I want to talk about Measure A. And, you know, this is the way a lot of people think that we can get our arms around the problem of the criminals here. But when you get 14-year-olds driving down the road 114 miles an hour, and, you know, and her two accomplices are 11 and 15, it's kind of like, you know, there's things we can do. And, yeah, I know it was interesting watching Patrick. We had somebody standing outside our window here that was maybe,
a transient
type and was watching Patrick talk to me.
Or just maybe sleepy and
I didn't realize he can move an eye, you know, independently of the other one without moving your head to be watching that guy.
You should always be aware.
Always be aware.
Folks in Texas are.
Yeah.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Stroke. It's one of the advanced primary stroke facilities certified by the Watson Joint Commission. Stroke Center offers comprehensive treatment for all stroke. You can bring people back from strokes if you have the right care and get them there in a timely manner. Well, Shasta Regional Medical Center is one of those places that can do that. Not only that, but they're opening up their hospital and all their assets to our veterans. Instead of having to drive for hours to get to a place, you can go to Shasta Regional Medical Center. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages, 8:14 in the morning. We'll be right back with Patrick Jones, running for supervisor, 4th District.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at readingrancheria.com.
So what's scorecard scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give them to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Season's greetings. I'm Chelsea Forseth, one of the owners of NorCal Rentals and Sales, NorCal Trailer Sales, and NorCal Tractor, your new local Kubota dealer. We would like to wish all our brave men and women who serve us daily in active military duties and their families warm holiday wishes and a happy new year. As we celebrate this season with family and friends, we'd like to take this time to remember freedom isn't free, and we invite you to join us this holiday season by thanking a veteran. Merry Christmas!
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. Come join me as the new host of brand new Battlefield Expressions show. Battlefield Expressions is a go-to program providing veterans and their families an opportunity to call in and ask questions and receive information particular to their individual needs. Veterans and their families who sacrificed and served our country. Every Saturday, 9 to 11, here at 96.5 FM, 1460 AM Talk Radio.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio. KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. You can also find us at KCNR 1460 AM, our website. Listen to us streaming, as many of you do. Hop into our chat room on the same. Go to our website. Hop into our chat room. Ask questions. If you don't want to talk to Patrick directly, You just come in, and as already we've had several questions come in, and we're going to ask him about that. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Siskiyou Transport. You know, they've been here for 52 years. They have been a success for 52 years. It's an employee-owned company now. Bill and Dana have gotten this company, and it is running like a well-oiled Swiss watch. They deliver all over the western United States. They sell monitor heaters, Toyo heaters, and Toyo water heaters, so you'll always be warm during the winter and have hot water, which is a big thing, even if your electricity is off, what I understand. They're always looking for good employees. And when you think about being home for Christmas or New Year's Day or things like this, remember that SST Oil has people moving throughout the country, delivering the oil and kerosene to jet fuel for the helicopters that are fighting fires. Everything that happens with a firefighting crews, there's SST Oil making sure they have the diesel and the gas they need to keep fighting. SST Oil. Give them a call at 241-1167. Ask them about their CFN, their cards that you can buy fuel at in over 60,000 different places in the United States. SST Oil. Okay, Linda and I are here with Patrick Jones, who is the former mayor of Reading, former assembly candidate, carried Shasta County. Didn't have enough time to show him, you know, the soft side of you in the other counties, as we all know here, the big teddy bear. And now is, you know, is running for the 4th District. I guess the primary will be in March.
Yeah, it's different now. It's not a June primary. It's a March primary. So this thing is going to be over just about the time it starts. So January is a very important month, and our message needs to get out during the month of January. Mm-hmm. That is, in essence, this election. And it's very quick. In fact, it reminded me a lot of the assembly run that I just did this summer, in that it had a very quick primary as well. And so you're going to hear a lot of radio and TV and those types of things.
It's already started, yeah.
It's already begun, and we'll pick it up as we get through January and get our message out.
Okay. And what would your message be?
The message today, you know, the number one issue in Shasta County today is crime. The current Board of Supervisors' answer to crime is to raise your taxes. Now, I'm staunchly opposed to this. And this has occurred in the city of Reading multiple times, and I helped defeat these sales taxes time after time. If you need more money, you have to grow your economy. That's plain and simple. You can't keep taxing the public more and more. They're leaving over it, Carl. You've seen that firsthand. Everybody has. We're already the highest tax state in the union. Our median income in Shasta County is under $30,000. You can't tax the public more. It's not an option here. You have to grow your wealth. You have to reduce your regulations. You have to reduce your fees. It is the answer to solving some of these problems. Is it the quickest answer? No, but it will work, and we've proved it. I proved that when we reduced impact fees at the city of Reading one-third, and we had a lot of growth during that time. And it can happen quicker than you think. But the incorrect way is to tax the public 1% more forever, because that's what this Measure A is all about.
Well, let me play the devil's advocate here. And if,
you usually do.
Well, I try to take the other side as much as I can. On this one, would you agree that we need a jail?
No, I am not certain of that. Now, here's why. Here's why. It appears that it's full today, and so I'm not 100% sold on that we need a larger facility. Now, I am aware that California can send tried and convicted criminals out of state, and I don't believe we're doing that to the full extent. There are quite a few other states that will accept our inmates for a reduced price than what it costs here in Shasta County, and I don't think we've fully vetted that process yet. It's to my knowledge that we only have a small handful of people that are being sent out of state. And
out of state or out of county?
Out of state.
Okay.
And certainly out of county, but out of state. And the costs are just simply less, and it solves two problems. You can reduce your overcrowding, and you can incarcerate twice as much with the money you have. I'd like to explore that before we go build a new jail.
Okay. So say you take you send 100 out of state.
Or more. No, I'm talking
okay,
more.
Okay, let's just say 150. That's half.
Sure.
Okay. So then you could take that 150 spots and fill it up with our new 150, because we got the new 100 beds if you remember at the beginning of this year, great work, by the way, by the jail supervisor down there and working his way through this. But it was filled up in 2 weeks.
In my opinion, every person that has been arrested, tried, and convicted, they should not be in that jail. They should be sent out. And that would free up a lot of room. And if that were the case, it is possible we may not need a bigger facility. Now, after we do that, if we still need a larger facility, then I would be open to the idea of having a larger jail.
Okay. I'll say that happens because from what I understand, and you may have different figures than I have, but there's like 250 to 300 recalcitrants out there that could be, you know, is that are doing most of the damage.
Correct.
That we could put in jail right away.
And that's why I want to free up room, you know, that's in the jail today to every criminal that is booked, that they're not released. They have their time. They go before, you know, a judge, and they have their ability to state their case. They're tried. If convicted, we send them out. And the other advantage to this, Carl, is that when you often send them out, when they do complete their time, they often do not return to Shasta County. And I believe that's another plus for us.
I thought they had to bring them back to where they were sentenced when they were released from jail.
Well, I hear both. So
okay. Well, I mean, that's what I thought.
Right.
You know, one of the problems that I heard about doing this, why we don't have more like that, is that we pick up all the cost if they damage somebody or they're all their medical cost, and not just the person they damage, but themselves, that the county's still on the hook for all of that. Well, have you heard that?
Well, we're on the hook for that here today.
Right.
And it's just simply cheaper in other states, and so you're going to save money. And so it is something that we need, and we do a little bit of that today. What I'm suggesting is we do a lot more of it.
Okay, so what you're saying is if we take 150 people out of the jail, we can put 150 in. Then what's the next step?
Well, the next step is to really take a look at your budget. The Shasta County has a budget of $450 million. In this current Measure A sales tax increase, the board did not look at their budget to say, hey, there's ways we can cut or shave or make things more efficient in X, Y, or Z. They haven't done that. They never did it at the city of Reading either. They just simply want to grow the size of government and want to tax you more. And there is no guarantee, and I'll say that again, there is no guarantee that this tax will be spent for what you believe it will be. And the reason why we know this from past experience is that even if it's a dedicated sales tax, that money will be dedicated to that function. But the money's underneath.
By law, though, right?
By law.
Okay.
But the numbers underneath are not. The dollars underneath can be spent, and they backfill and do other things. And when you have as big of a pension problem that the county has, you know what they want to do.
Okay. And again, I thought that because this was a specific measure that takes two-thirds, that money has got to be used. Every dollar has to be used the way it says on that measure. They can't take it out and use it for anything else.
You're correct. But the monies that are currently there today, that money can be moved around, and that's exactly what they do.
And I'm not sure that's true. I think that part of that law on that two-thirds, because this is what I'm listening to Joe Comente and other people, the district attorney, that says they cannot take that money that's already going into the jail and move it out.
Well, I would disagree.
Okay, there's a disagreement there. I'd love to have you and Joe come in.
Right.
I think that would be a good
show. And the bottom line is, you know, trust. Do you trust your board today, and do you trust future boards, which you don't even know who they are? And that's really the reality of it, is a board is only as good as the people that is on it. And we can't guarantee who's on that board in the future to do the right thing. And it's a serious issue.
And that's always been the case.
That's always the case.
Okay. All right. Let's move on from that. Here's my first question from our vast audience here. Is Shasta County declaring itself a Second Amendment sanctuary county?
Absolutely, 100%. But in fact, at my shop, we have the signature gathering there, and we've got stacks and stacks of them that we turn them in. Round Mountain Bob helps out there quite a bit, and I would love Round Mountain Bob. And he's very good about coming around and dropping off new petitions, and absolutely. In fact, I've argued with the sheriff and disagreed with the sheriff a little bit about the Second Amendment, the right of the people to keep and bear arms. shall not be infringed, period. The sheriff has the ability today to declare, and because we're under a county of under 200,000, we could have open carry here today, and the sheriff does not believe in that. And I believe that's
the new sheriff.
No, that's the last sheriff, Tom Zinko.
Well, what about Sheriff McGreen?
Well, we haven't got to vet him because we didn't get a vote for our new sheriff. He was appointed. And, again, I'm disappointed in that process, too. We have a history here of electing our sheriffs and vetting these kinds of issues and concerns, and we didn't get to do that here. We could have, but they chose not to. And so I'm disappointed in that. And has nothing against Sheriff McGreeny, but we didn't get to vote for him, and that's wrong.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break here. We're with Patrick Jones, who's running for the 4th District. He is against Measure A.
Yes.
For a variety of reasons, which he's been, you know, very clearly stated. And he's also for the Second Amendment Sanctuary County, which it seems like Virginia got their hackles up, and the whole state except for Northern Virginia went for it. No, I was just burping up right there. Went for that. So we'll be right back after these messages in this portion of the show. Brought to you by It's the coffee. Brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans and is man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop, another place that's been with us since even before we started the station is Cypress Square Barbershop. Great, great, great people down there. Go on down and get your haircut. We'll be right back after these messages with Patrick Jones, Carl Lindebach. This is Carl Lindebach, and there is only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
Autumn means cooler weather and a whole new to-do list for homeowners. Absolute Chimney and Duct Cleaning offers high-quality power cleanings with video inspection on all chimney, dryer vent, and duct cleaning. Absolute Chimney and Duct Cleaning provides professional high-end service at a mid-range price. And as we enter the holiday season, we would like to give a special thank you to our veterans and active duty military for your dedicated service. Call Absolute Chimney and Duct Cleaning at 921-4237. That's 921-4237.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends.
We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bond.
It's time to take a stand. It's time to draw the line. You better bring yours when you come to take mine.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. I'm celebrating 10 years on the air. It's our last show of the year, so we want to wish everybody a big happy new year and a safe new year, because I can promise you that the police, the sheriff, and the highway patrol are going to be out. They were on the show the other day and said, oh, yeah, we're going to be out. We don't want people to be killed or injured because of drunk driving. And with Lyft and Uber and free trips from the casino and all these things, I mean, there's no reason to drive drunk out there. There's no reason anyway before that, but any of those things. We're here with Patrick Jones, and he is running for county supervisor, 4th District. Well, of course, we'll have all the ones that are running for district to see what they think is important and their ideas on how to have it happen. But let's just finish up in a couple minutes here. You were talking about open carry.
Yeah, you know, we have a very interesting court case working its way through, and we're finally getting to the point where we believe this court case will ultimately go to the United States Supreme Court. And what does it mean for you as a U.S. citizen to have the right to keep and bear arms? So what does it mean to bear an arm? And we believe the United States Supreme Court is going to say that if you're a U.S. citizen, you can bear any arm. And that case is going before them, I'd say, within the next year. The case will come out of California here. And the Ninth Circuit even recently ruled that you have the constitutional right to bear an arm openly. So very interesting times. We may have a victory there. We'll have many other losses, unfortunately, because we're under attack every day. But I think that's a bright spot, and I look forward to it.
Okay. Let's move on. The casino, the current Board of Supervisors voted 5-0 against the casino being built. What's your opinion on that?
Yeah, I was disappointed with that vote. You know,
would you have voted for it?
I would have supported it. Yes,
you would have supported
the casino,
not the letter.
Correct.
That,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No. I mean, either you believe in Indian sovereignty or not, and I've always believed in their sovereignty, and they have a right to pursue their dreams. And just like me, I have a project. I'm pursuing my dream of building a shooting range. They have a right to pursue building what they want. And, you know, I think back in the days before we had Indian gaming, and think about the condition of these tribes. They were in pretty poor shape, and this has allowed them, you know, to really fulfill all the things that all of us believe in. And so I was disappointed with the board to weigh in on that. And frankly, I don't think it was their issue. You know, there are concerns that the county has for sure. And there are issues that I believe that they did not need to weigh in on that at all. I think a better situation there would have simply not weighed in on it at all.
Well, in my opinion, my opinion here was, if you had a concern, write a letter of concern, and you know, let it stop, you know, right there, because it's already costing the county by throwing the support of the Rancheria away.
Yeah.
Now, moving on from that, another thing that we have, of course, is the dam,
yes.
Shasta Dam, and I thought that thing was dead. You know, raising it 18 feet, but it's obviously not.
Well, you know, we have, you know, I do support raising the dam, And the only reason that I support raising that dam is because the dam is in a unique position of, as far as dams go throughout the United States. When the dam was designed, it was originally designed and constructed to go 200 feet taller. Now, in 1945, as the war ended, the country was obviously financially strapped, and they made a decision at that time to finish it up short, 200 feet short. It has the base to allow it to go higher with less costs, and it is an opportunity to save water. It will increase hydroelectric power. It'll increase recreational opportunities. There is some negatives. Obviously, we lose a little bit of land, and, of course, the folks have to be reimbursed for that if they're landowners along the edge. But I believe it's very positive for Northern California.
The people that have businesses along the lake there, I mean, that's you can reimburse them, but that could put them totally out of business.
Well, but it also is an opportunity. When you have a larger body of water, it creates greater recreational opportunities that they may see growth from. And so I'm not certain that it's going to ruin their businesses. In fact, in some cases, I think it's going to increase their business.
Okay. So the ones that are there, if it raises 18 feet, they're going to have to move all their businesses if they have a place to move them.
Well, and I think, again, the government will help in this regard. And, and I think because that is the attention, a lot of attention is going to be paid to that because that is what most people are concerned about, and rightfully so. We're not the government is supposed to help the people. It's not supposed to hurt you. And so this does fall in District 4. And, as a supervisor, I would make sure that each business was properly compensated and or relocated to their satisfaction.
Okay. Because I know at least opponents for the at least one is totally against this. So it'll be interesting when we have him in to talk about this.
Sure.
Why he's against it. We talked about the dam. You know, when you talk about business and growing business, what's your plan for that?
Well, again, government is here to work for the people, right? And mm-hmm. They play a role, and I'm a firm believer in government, but it is a limited role. Now, I've been working on a project, and from my own experience with the county, my experience is that the amount of control is too great, and it's so stifling at times that you want to stop on your project, and you want to give up, and I know many people that have. There are many, many, many developers here in Shasta County that can tell you about the stories that they've had and the difficulty they've had, and we have to eliminate that. We need the reputation of being the easiest county to work with of any, of having the least amount of fees of any, and it will encourage growth, and it can come very quickly. Right now, most people that have worked in the county have had a bad thought of that process because of the amount of control that's unnecessary. Now, I said it was unnecessary. Other people would say it's necessary, but take a look at many other states that have no planning department at all. And yet their buildings and structures aren't falling over, and they're seeing growth. They're seeing good growth. And so I'm not saying eliminating the planning department, but I'm saying we need to reduce regulations and reduce these fees, and I guarantee you we'll see growth. One of the things I was able to accomplish while I had a couple other support members at council for the city of Reading is we reduced just the impact fees for 200 properties by one-third. And nothing was happening within City Hall prior to that. And when we reduced those impact fees, we had those 200 permits filled literally within a month. And it created hundreds of new jobs and millions of dollars of growth within the city. And we proved that it was successful. And those are the kinds of things that I would like to do in the county. Get people happy about their county, happy about the building department, happy about planning, and that they really feel like you're there working for you. Right now, we're not feeling that way.
You know, I saw that fees, it's either the city or county or both, that the new Panda Express, or not the new one, but the old one, cost them $230,000 in fees. Now, that was probably the city But maybe the county too, or for the state. It seems like an awful lot of money for a business that a mom and pop couldn't do.
Well, mom and pop can't. And so what you do is you eliminate one of your best resources is small businesses. And what you end up with is only large corporation type businesses that could possibly afford this. And it really is a mentality of slow growth or no growth. And that culture has to change. I saw the culture at City Hall, and the culture is also there within the county, and we have to change that. And it's nothing personal against the good people at the county. There are good people there that are smart and that are intelligent, but the regulation is excessive. The fees are excessive, and it's stifling our growth, which is affecting our economy.
Okay. All right. We're here with Patrick Jones, who's running for supervisor, 4th District. And we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite. End your year with a local business and get your dish satellite from them. Don't call the 800 number. Call this veteran-owned business who's been in town for many years, you know, that provides great service. There's no receiver or plan restrictions under his new some of his new ways of getting you into the dish business. He can also, if you've decided that maybe you want to be able to see things without, then he can put an antenna up for you. He's done so many different things. He came in here one day after we got estimates of $800 to move our satellite dish and aim it at the right satellite because we're changing satellites. Doug Tooley came over here. He took his little compass out. He looked at it because he's been doing this a long time. He aimed the dish and hit the satellites the first time, and we haven't had a problem. I think he might have charged us $50, maybe $50. I'm not sure, but these are the kind of things this man can do. Free upgrade to Hopper 2 so you can stream TV on dish anywhere. Give them a call, 241-3474. 241-DISH. Call the local guys. Don't call the 800 number. 8:45 in the morning, and we'll be right back with Patrick Jones, Carl and the Bot, KCNR. Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits, and churches and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Merry Christmas from Reading Electric Utility, your community-owned electric utility. On behalf of all RU employees, we are wishing you a safe and happy holiday season. Please remember, holiday safety starts with you. Never overload an extension cord or electrical circuit. Make sure extension cords and lights are rated for outdoor use. And remember, never to expose electrical outlets or connections to rain. Reading Electric Utility has been honored to serve you in 2019 and wishes you and your family a prosperous new year.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167, 241-1167.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. there's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to our last show here in 2019, being Carl and Linda Bott. Trish Clark will be here tomorrow, ringing in the end of 2019, as well as New Year's Day. We'll be back on the 2nd of January, and we just appreciate all of our loyal listeners celebrating 10 years here on KCNR, and of course last year becoming 96.5 FM. We thank all of our sponsors, and we want to do a shout out to them as well, as we have throughout the year and then at beginning next year as well. Quick update: today will be sunny with a high of 59, overnight lows of 43. Tomorrow mostly sunny with a high of 62 and 43. New Year's Day looks like we have slight chance of rain with a high of 57, overnight lows of 42. And Thursday partly sunny with a high of 59, overnight lows of 47. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. As we close this show, Carl, what would you say that 2019, if you had to think of a word that described or a sentence that described this year for you, what would that be?
For me?
Yeah.
Change. We had a, we opened up the FM side, and it's made a big difference. People love it. It's attracted more sponsors. We 24 hours a day, we have a clear signal going out there, because everybody knows an AM at night, you have to turn it down.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that starting out 2020, I was really happy because all of our sponsors wanted to stay with us, and we picked up more. So, but change, I think that was a big thing, for me. For our country, I saw division even more so than what we thought was possible. I would love to see for 2020, a way for people to start working together, so we don't have this. You know, Patrick Jones is with us, and you know, he's not talking about his opponents. He's talking about things he wants to do. Unfortunately, our large parties up there are at loggerheads, and so it makes you wonder if this is the time of our century here, our new decade, is we're going to stop seeing parties and start seeing people.
Well, you know, this year we saw a Senate race that was pretty heated and a lot of mudslinging, and that really taught me that is not the right way to run a campaign. And when I ran for assembly this summer, first I had the most fun that I've ever had in any of my 8 campaigns. It was just simply fun by focusing in on issues that matter to people. You meet people from all these different counties, including Shasta County, that have real genuine issues, and they want to be heard. They are not being represented, and that was a strong concern that's out there, and that's the case here in Shasta County. Let's focus on the issue. Let's try to get things done. That is my goal when I become a supervisor, is to work with my colleagues to show them that growth is the answer, that we need to grow. We're a small county, and we're not done growing yet, and we have to work with the public, everyone, from small to large, and I think the small guy is not getting his fair shake, and focus on these issues and fix these problems, and we'll have a better, more livable county.
So what would you like to accomplish in your first 6 months if you get elected?
Well, you know, right off the bat, I would love to start reducing regulations right off the bat. And if I have colleagues that are feeling the same way, I certainly would start there. And over-regulation just pushes people out of our county. We have a serious issue. We are losing quality people every day. I can't tell you how many people that I know that are now living in Idaho, Missouri, New Mexico, Arizona, Texas, Nevada, Oregon, anywhere but here. We have to stop this trend.
ABH. Anywhere but here.
Right.
And well, no, I mean, there is, and, but this is, we, it was, and the people we lose and the people coming in are not the same.
Correct.
The same, you know, like we're losing businesses. We're losing huge businesses that are moving into other places. We're losing people when small businesses are able to move it. And we're losing people that have money. And they're retired, and they're just going someplace else. And the only way you're going to make this up in this state is to start taxing more, finding new ways of taxing. And we're already at the highest tax state in the union.
You know, what we've seen is as these people leave, you know, they were here. They liked being here. This is a beautiful area, as you know. We have mountains and rivers and lakes.
It's a great place. Right?
You know,
it's a great place.
This is a wonderful county. You can't find really a better climate in the state of California if you like the outdoors. But you can't live off of that. And that's where the governments have to stand up and do better for the people that are here. They're not really working on behalf of the people. You know, and you know, in this race, I consider myself the most experienced in of all the five candidates running for Supervisor District 4. I've had 8 years on the city council. I spent 4 years going to those meetings prior. So I watched the city for 12 years and saw firsthand what they prioritized. And it wasn't the small guy. And I'd like to prioritize the small guy. And because when you do that, then you have a successful county.
You know, outdoor recreation brings in hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars into California. Something like 90% of it spent in Southern California. When we have this place up here, do you see the county taking an active point apart and pushing our outdoor recreation?
You know, that really isn't my vision, to be honest. The government has a role. They have a place to play, and then they have roles that they shouldn't. And the tourism will take care of itself. When you have a livable county, people will come in droves. They'll want to be here, but you have to be able to make a living here, and that you can't do. With the median income of under $30,000, there simply is no money here. People call it poverty flats. We have to fix that. We have to change that. And, you know, when a person is doing really well, it's hard to relate to someone that isn't. And that's kind of what the county reminds me of, is where they have done well, but they're not relating to the person that's struggling. They can't conceive it. And it's affecting the quality of our life. We see people leaving. We have to stop this trend or there won't be a quality county left.
But you don't think the county should be trying to bring in business? Then you're saying that's not the county's job.
Well, look at the city. Look how they've tried. Right. Look how many millions they've tried to bring in businesses. Right. Stillwater is a great example of what the city and the county should not do. If the culture is that of wanting to help people, it will be quickly known. That is not what the culture is today. And for the folks that are in the building community, they know exactly what I'm talking about. Basically, the door is not open. And we need to open that door wide open and say, we are open for business. How can we help you become successful? Because when the individual and the small business is successful, so is the county and so are cities within that county. And that isn't the case today. Small businesses are all struggling here. And the regulation is a part of that. And we it's not everything. Obviously, there are state mandates that are not the issue of the county, but it doesn't mean that the county does the same thing that the state does. And in fact, we may have to do even the opposite to help because of the state mandates. And I'd like to be a part of that. And so I'm going to work on that my entire time. And whether it takes me 6 months or a year or longer, I'm going to work constantly on that.
Thank you, Patrick, so much for joining us this morning. You know, and finally, you didn't ask what my word of the year was.
What is your word of the year?
Decisions.
Okay.
And I want to share this, Patrick, with both you and everybody listening and Carl. And I just posted this because I've been, you know, listening to what people say online and so on and so forth. But this is for my girlfriends around the globe. Tough women come from New York, sweet women from Texas, prissy women from Southern California, but we Northern California women have fire and ice in our blood. We can ride four-wheelers, be a princess, throw a left hook, pack heat, hunt with the men, bake a cake, love with passion, and if we have an opinion, you know you're going to hear it.
Northern California women. I
am so Northern California. People are like, why do you like Redding? Because I totally fit into this. I feel it. And the decision is to be better, listen more, love harder, be just to get inside of me. The only thing I can control is me, is to be a better person and bring that forward in 2020. And that's making some decisions. And one of the major decisions that I've made personally is to stay in Redding. You know, both Carl and I have had huge wanderlust. We've been all over the world, and there's part of me that wants to do that some more. But, you know, this is day in and day out. And we appreciate you too, Patrick, for putting skin in the game to stay and make it happen. Make this a better place.
That's what we all have to do. I agree with that 100%.
Now, how do people get a hold of you?
So my Facebook page should just be up right now. So that's Patrick Henry Jones for Supervisor District 4. But they can email me at patrickhenry@live.com or just give me a call, 222-3223. I always like the phone call the best, but you can do any of those things.
I like that, too. I like talking to people.
Do you have an event coming up?
You know, where a lot of these forums and debates are just now being calculated. I think the first one coming up will be January 20th on the South Bonnie View Church there.
Okay. All right. Patrick, thanks a lot. Happy New Year. And like
Happy
Linda
New
says,
Year.
Thank you for putting skin in the game here for Karen.
Absolutely.
All right, buddy.
Thank you guys for having me.
Hey, everybody. Happy New Year. It is the good guys against the bad guys. Let's all be good guys in 2020. You know, and, you know, take our city, our county, our state, and our...